Wednesday the 24th of October, Rabbi Chaim Shmuel, David Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayom.
Good morning, Rabbi Chaim.
Good morning.
In the world today, we have three calendars. There is the generally accepted Gregorian calendar, which has 365 days for 3 years and 366 days in year four. And the reason is because the solar cycle is 365 and a quarter days approximately. The advantage of the Gregorian system is quite simple. If I want to know what time is Hanetzach Hamo or Shviyatzach Hamo on any given date, whether it's the 24th of October, the 1st of December, it's always the same, more or less. Whereas if I go according to the Jewish date, how many days in Marcheshev? Today is the 11th of Marcheshev. Well, sunrise today was 7:39. But next year, it'll be much later, possibly earlier, depends on the change of the clock. No 2 years are the same. The reason for that is, well, it'll become apparent shortly. The Muslims have a lunar calendar, 12 lunar cycles per annum. So what happens is their feast or fast of Ramadan begins every year at a different date. Every year, vis-a-vis the solar calendar, they're 11 days or 12 days short. And the reason for that is that the lunar cycle is approximately 29 and a half days. If you multiply that by 12, you get 354, so about 11 days short per annum. So therefore, for them, Ramadan starts every single year at a different day, in a position to Gregorian calendar, where every day of the year, any date is more or less the same. The Torah HaKadosha has told us we must run a calendar which includes the solar and lunar cycles. The reason for that is this. On the one hand, we have Yomim Tovim. Let's say Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the seventh month, or Pesach, the 15th of the first month. Incidentally, in the Torah, you will not find the names of any month, just numbers. And the reason is that just as this morning said, Hayom Yom Revi LeShabbos, we focus on Shabbos, so the Rabban Shalom wanted us to focus on Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the number of the month tells us vis-a-vis Yetzias Mitzrayim. Whereas if you say Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, those names have nothing to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Whereas a number focuses on a beginning. You can't have a number unless you started somewhere. On the other hand, the Torah says Pesach must be in spring and Sukkot must be in autumn. Now, if we have a lunar calendar only, this won't work out. So therefore, by the Torah telling us that we have to have a lunar and a solar calendar at the same time, we have the cycle of leap years. And as you know, now we are in a leap year, has 13 months, and if you calculate the number of days in 19 solar years, and you calculate how many days there are in 19 years of solar months plus the 7 extra ones, you come to more or less the same number. So our calendar is run on a 19 year cycle. Now, you will notice that your 19th and 38th and 57th birthday, usually they're exactly the same, the Hebrew and the secular. Sometimes they're a day out, but at 38 they always come together. 38, twice 19. So in a 19 year cycle it might be a one day difference. But if there was, so if your 19th birthday did not coincide the Hebrew and the secular, they will do the 38th or your wedding anniversary. I had an aunt, Oliver Sholem, and like all women, she wouldn't tell anybody how old she is. But she told me, because we used to go to her birthday party every year, the first day of Hanukkah. And one year she said, "Oh, it's strange. This year, the first day of Hanukkah coincides with my secular birthday." So I said, "Auntie, you are 76 years old. How on earth did you work this out? How did you know?" Well, anyway, she's got a son more than 57 years old, so she can't be 57, and she doesn't look as though she's 105. There must be 76. Now, the Torah has told us that Shomer Schoidish Ha'Oviv Rosisa Pesach. How do we define Oviv? How do we define the when the Torah tells and said the Mishpatim Chag HaSukkos Tekufos HaShana? What do these words Tekufos HaShana and Oviv mean? As we said, the year has 365 1/4 days. Now, if you divide that by 4, you get 91 days and 7.5 hours, and that, if you look in your luach, you will find dates printed for Tekufas Nisan, Tekufas Tammuz, Tekufas Tishrei, and Tekufas Teves. You'll find them in any luach. However, there is a serious problem with the dates of the Tekufot in our calendars, and that is this. The great astronomer, the Amora, Shmuel, he told us in the Gemara that 365 days and a quarter is a solar cycle. And the Tekufos in the Luach are printed on this basis. However, the Torah demands accuracy. And Shmuel himself, I'm sure, knew as well as anybody else that 365 1/4 is not accurate. There's another, it's overshot by 11 minutes and some seconds. It's actually 365 days and 5 hours and 49 minutes and some seconds. So I calculated. Now, this in the Rambam is called the Tekufa of Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Rav Ada Bar Ahava's Tekufa calculation is accurate, whereas Shmuel was talking in round numbers. Now, the difference between the two is a day per century. Now, you will find that the non-Jewish world takes the Tekufa. Let us say, for example, we are now in Tekufas Tishri. That is the equinox. You know that there are 2 days in the year, 21st of March or 22nd, the same in September, where the hours of daylight and night are exactly the same. It's called the equinox. And that is the Tekufa. And then, of course, you've got Tekufas Tammuz, where the days are the longest, and Tekufas Teves, where the nights are the longest. Now, the Torah tells us that Chag HaSukkos is Tekufas HaShana, which means that the Chag HaSukkos must be in Tekufas Tishri, not Tekufas Tammuz. Now, if you will look in this year's Luach, you will find that Tekufas Tishri was on the day after Shabbos Bereishis, which is all wrong, of course. It can't be, because the Yom Tov of Sukkot must be in the new Tekufa. The same applies to Nisan. The Yom Tov of Pesach must be in the new Tekufa. But if you look at the calendar, you'll find that the Tekufa comes a long time after Pesach has finished. And the reason, of course, is because the Luach has been printed according to Tkufat Mar Shmuel, but the Beis Din who make the calendar, they have to take into consideration the Tkufas of the Adar Barahava, and that is how our Yom Tovim are worked out, that Pesach and Sukkot are always in the new Tkufa. There's a tshuva in the Moshe Feinstein Sefer where the Shoyel asked, why do we start saying the same Talomot Olivracha? The Gemara says 60 days after Tekufas Tishri. Now, I've told you there are two ways of calculating Tekufas Tishri. There's the way the Rabbonim who make the Luach, and which is Rav Adar Barahava's Cheshvan, and then there's Mar Shmuel's Cheshvan. So we keep Mar Shmuel's Cheshvan for saying the same Talamotor, and Rav Adar Barahava's Tekufa for Yomim Tovim, which doesn't make much sense. And this Rob who asked the question suggested we should change. Just as our Yomim Tovim are calculated on the Rav Adar Barahava's Tekufa, which is the secular solar system, we should do the same with the same Talamotor. He has an answer there, which I can't tell you at this very moment, but my sympathies lie with the questioner. And I think the answer is this. Who makes the calendar? You or me? Or any Tom, Dick and Harry? Certainly not. It's made by Rabbonim, who know their mathematics, and they know their astronomy, and they know exactly when the Tekufa is according to Adar Barahava. Same Talamotor, well, that's left to everybody, isn't it? Don't forget, we're talking about the days with no calendars. So, a person learned the Gemara that you start saying 60 days after Tekufa. Well, he doesn't know split seconds. All he knows is Mar Shmuel's Cheshvan, which is exactly 91 days and 7.5 hours. So for the man in the street, we use Mar Shmuel, but for the Bezdin who are responsible for us keeping Yom Tov, of course we have to use Rav Adar Barahava. Now the reason why we have to have Pesach in spring according to the Tekufa of Rav Adar Barahava is this. On the Yom Tov of Pesach, the second day of Pesach, we have to immaculate the Korban Omer. So that tells us that the barley must be ripe. Well, if we are not going to have a solar system, if we're going to have a lunar one, then Pesach will be midsummer, midwinter, any time. So in order that we should be able to immaculate the Korban Omer of Sa'irim on Pesach and the Shtei Halechem of Chitim on Shavuos, so we have to fit in our Yom Tovim with the solar system. The Mishnah says in Tanis, we fast on Shiva Osa B'Tammuz because of five tragedies which happened on that day. And one of them is Huvka'a Ho'ir. The walls of Yerushalayim were breached by our enemies. Very sad day, so we fast. The Gemara asks the Kasha, but the Pasuk says the walls are breached on the 9th, not on the 17th. And for the Gemara, that was, if it's in Tanakh, as it is, Yirmiyah, Malachim, that was the Bayis Rishon. For us, the Churban of the Bayis Sheni is more chomer than the Churban of the Bayis Rishon, because if the Sheni wouldn't be chorav, the fact that the first one was wouldn't affect us. We'd have a Beis HaMikdash today. So the breaching of the walls on the 17th was in the Bayis Sheni, and the Bayis Rishon, as the Tanakh says, was on the 9th. So what? Comes along Yerushalmi after same Kasha and gives a hair-raising answer. Toys b'cheshbon hoyo. It was a mistake in Cheshbonos. And when I saw that, my hair stood on end. That was the days when I was still handsome. What's going on here? Yirmiyahu HaNovi wrote the Sefer. He was there at the time. And he wrote, it happened on the 9th of Tammuz. Said the Yishav, no, it was a mistake. It was the 17th. Mishama Kazois. However, the answer is quite simple. We just said there are two ways of establishing the Tekufa. One is on the solar calendar, according to Mar Shmuel, which is a simple one, which you find in Yoluach. And there's the more correct one, the one upon which our Yom Tov are based, that is the Tekufa of Adar Barahava. Now it's clear from the Bavli in two places in the Sefer Rosh Hashanah, once on Daf Yud Aleph and once on Daf Tesvov, that in the olden days they had twin calendars. They had the calendar which we have today, based on the lunar cycle, and they also had a second one based on the solar system. That is to say, like this, we have Tekufas Nisan. 3 months later we have Tekufas Tammuz. So we divide those 91 or so days into three, and each one is called a Chodesh. So according to that, Tekufas Tammuz does not fall on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. It might be earlier, it might be later. So what they did was, Tekufas Tammuz was divided between Tekufas Tammuz and Tekufas Tishri. They divided that by three, and the first third they called Chodesh Tammuz, the second Av, the third was Elul. So therefore, Bizman Yirmiyahu HaNovi, the Rosh Chodesh of Tammuz of the sun, the solar Cheshbon, was 8 days behind. So therefore the 17th on our calendar, on the lunar cycle, coincided with the 9th of the Tammuz based on the Tekufa cycle. So in fact that is what it means. Of course, it means not there was a mistake, it's just that we are mistaken in our way of looking at it, because Yirmiyahu was based on the solar calendar and Tekufas Tammuz was at a certain time, and 9 days later came the breaching of the walls, whereas the Tekufa of the Chodesh was 8 days earlier. So that explains the discrepancy. Now, my little talk is entitled "David Melech Yisrael Chai VeKayom." You might be thinking about why it's entitled so. The answer is very simple. After the Churban of the Bayit Sheni, the Romans wanted to destroy the Jewish religion. So what do? They made the Zeirus that the Jews shouldn't be able to keep Yom Tov. So what the first thing they did was to abolish Kiddush HaChodesh. That's what they reckoned, quite rightly, that if they're based in a not Mekadosh the Chodesh, we won't know the date to keep Yom Tov. If you don't know the date, you can't keep Yom Tov. So of course we don't give in so easily. So what did the Beis Din do? The Beis Din convened in secret, and they decided when was Rosh Chodesh, but they had to tell people. So how do they tell people? If they tell people, tell your friend Reuven, tell Shimon, Shimon tell Levi, Rosh Chodesh is on Tuesday, Lamoshul, they'll get killed by the Romans. So what do? They coined the phrase David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom. Pass on that message. So if a Roman hears Reuven say to Shimon, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom, doesn't know what it means. You know what? It's Begematria Rosh Chodesh. So that is how they passed on the message. Now, according to our fixed calendar, Yom Kippur can never be on a Friday nor on a Sunday. And the reason being that in Eretz Yisrael, before the invention of refrigeration, if somebody died on late Thursday afternoon and the following day was Friday Yom Kippur followed by Shabbos, there could be no kura for more than 48 hours, or if he died Erev Shabbos and Shabbos was followed by Sunday Yom Kippur, and without refrigeration this would be very unhealthy. So they decided, if we are going to have a fixed calendar, we'll fix it in such a way that Yom Kippur never falls neither Erev Shabbos nor Sunday. But in the days of Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Beis Din, anything could happen. And sometimes Yom Kippur would be on a Friday. So the God asked the Kasha, what happened to the So'ir Shel Yom HaKippurim? Every Rosh Chodesh, every Yom Tov, there's a So'ir which is a Korban Chatos. Yom Kippur is no exception. Besides all the other special Korbanos Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov like other Yom Tov, and there's a Soya Chatos. Now the Soya Chatos must be eaten by the Kohanim. Now normally on Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov, as soon as they shechted it and made it Rikas Hadam and Hakfaras Chelev, the Kohanim would roast or cook this Korban Chatos. They had all day to eat it and half the night also. But Yom Kippur, you can't eat. So when did they eat the soya? Says the Gemara, after Pesach Tehovim. But what happens is after Pesach Tehovim is Shabbos. Then you cannot cook it. Shabbos. So the Gemara says there was some tough Babylonian Kohanim who would eat it raw. So I always assumed that what it says is what it means. They ate it raw. But Rabbeinu Chananel says no. Rabbeinu Chananel says they used to roast it, but less than machal, what they call ben derusoy. Now in Hilchos Shabbos, the definition of bishul is if it's machol ben drusoy, that's either a third or a half. We won't go into that now, we can't anyway, we don't know. But let us say, for example, machol ben drusoy is one third. Now let us assume that to roast this so'ir properly, to have it really bishmak, it takes 60 minutes. So therefore, if you roast it for 19 minutes, it's not yet Machal Ben Rusoy. So somebody asked, well, hold on a minute, Chatzi Shia is also in our Torah. So if 20 minutes is the Shia, 19 minutes is Chatzi Shia is also in our Torah. No, Rabbi Yisrael, it's a clock's kasha. This Chatzi Shia is in the Eichus of the Malacha, not in the Kamus. That means to say, when the Torah says, don't carry on Shabbos food kashir groigras. So if I carry less than a shir groigras, I'm over the Issa deraisa of Chatzi Shir Osa min HaTorah. But if I carry 3 amos out of 4, that's not Chatzi Shir, that's a Chatzi Melocha. And Chatzi Melocha is no Melocha at all. So if you do the implement the whole maaser, but less, the whole maaser is done, like cooking. If I cook 3/4 of the groigras, I'm over the Issa deraisa of Chatzi Shir. But if I don't cook it to machal ben drusoy, I've done nothing at all. Now for us, of course, this is no go, because we are not so zoris to know exactly. But the Kohanim's reason hen, the Kohanim, they knew exactly what is Machal Ben Drusoir, and then they would roast their Tzor Shel Rosh Chodesh till a few seconds less of Machal Ben Drusoir, and then they could eat it. Of course, then it wasn't raw, it wasn't fully cooked, but at least it was better than eating it really raw. Now, I said that the names of the months are not mentioned in the Torah, because the Torah wants us to focus on Yetzias Mitzrayim, so we've got numbers starting with the month of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So where do we get our names from, and why do we use them? The Gemara says, Shemois HaChadoshim Olu MiBovel, because the end of Golus Bovel was something like the end of the Golus Mitzrayim. We have to be grateful to the Rabbeinu Shalom that he took us out of Golus Bovel, and therefore the names of the Chadoshim came from Bovel, after we left Bovel, so that when we say that today is the month of Mar Cheshvan, then we think, where do these words come from? Ah yes, they are of Persian origin, and that reminds us to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for taking us out of Golus Bovel. Incidentally, come? No. Tammuz it was, but not the others. What does Mar Cheshvan mean? The word Mar means a drop of water. Hen goyim kamar midli. Mar is a drop of water. So Mar Cheshvan is when Mar, when it starts raining. Now you know our brethren in Eretz Yisrael have been saying the same Tal Omot Levracha since the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. We, for some reason, follow the tradition of Bovel. In Bovel, they didn't need the rain till 60 days after the Tekufa, but in Eretz Yisrael they needed it immediately, so they waited 2 weeks to allow the Oile Regel to get back home, and then it started pouring, hopefully anyway. Now, as I said, we have to have a calendar which combines both the lunar and solar cycle. Now, there's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah which tells us a machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabban Gamliel. A pair of Edom came, and Rabban Gamliel accepted them, and Rabbi Yeshua said they are liars. Now, what exactly was the machlokes between Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua? Every month during Birchas HaChodesh, somebody announces the Moilad will be, and tells you in hours and minutes and seconds when the Moilad will be. Now that is the calculated Moilad of Yerushalayim, but it's not a practical Moilad. The practical Moilad is quite a time after the theoretical. In theory you could see the new moon, but practically you can't. You have to wait for quite a time before it becomes visible. Now Rabbi Yeshua believed that every month the gap between the practical and the theoretical Moilad is the same. And that particular month, when those Edom came, that amount of time had not yet elapsed. Says Rabbi Gamliel, I am the Nossi, and I have a Kabbalah from all the Nasiim, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Pa'omim bo ve'aruka, upa'omim bo ve'ktsara. Sometimes the difference is more and sometimes it's less. It's not always the same. Now you see, the solar cycle can be calculated right down to the number of seconds per annum. The lunar cannot. And the reason is mathematics, because the solar cycle is a circle. And bodies, heavenly bodies, move in a circle always at the same speed. But the moon is an ellipse because it is an Earth satellite. So as the Earth goes round the sun and it completes an arc of 1/12 every month, the moon has to go round with us, and it's not a circle, and therefore the time cannot be calculated. The scientists have just come on it. I've seen it in the newspapers, but we've had it for 3,500 years. I'll tell you something else I saw in the newspaper once. We're talking about Ramadan. Now Ramadan begins on Rosh Chodesh, and the newspaper said that the Arab astronomers were caught by surprise. They thought Ramadan would start tomorrow, but they saw the new moon today. They were caught by surprise. What was their surprise? They thought that, like of Yeshua, that the difference between the calculated and the practical moment is the same every month, and then they found no, it got there quicker than we thought. That is exactly what was the machlokes between Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabban Gamliel knew the truth. Hobim bo ba'aruka uporob bo ba'ktzara.